Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia, bringing you Wombats and Music from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my opportunity each week. It's Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 to play for you my favorite songs, songs I love. I often have new things I've just found and then my old favorites. And occasionally I throw in some oddball thing like a reading or a story or maybe a personal recording, which I call a wombat. So that's why the title, Wombats and Music, it's odd things and songs that Harry loves. I do love these songs. The first one I'm going to play tonight is by Tracy Chapman. And I've played songs for her before. I've played Fast Car and Promises, both of which I like a lot. I hadn't heard this song before. This is called Give Me One Reason. And actually, the notes say it was her biggest hit in the U.S. The song became publicly popular in 1995, but she'd actually sung it years earlier on a Saturday Night Live show and an awards show. So this is Tracy Chapman singing Give Me One Reason.
Make me change. my mind. Baby, just give me one reason. Oh, give me just one reason why. Baby, just give me one reason. Oh, give me just one reason why I should stay. Said I told you that I loved you, and there ain't no more to say.
That was Tracy Chapman singing Give Me One Reason. Next up is a song called True Love Never Dies. It's, I think, from last year. I'm still trying to find it. It's by Cody Canada and The Departed. And I like this song a lot. I like the rhythm. And I'll tell you one of the thoughts I have about it. My son Paul is a singer and a cruise director, and he sings on cruise ships. And one of the things they do is have parties on the deck, and the band comes out, and people get up and dance, and the singer tries to sort of turn the audience on, you know, like in a big rock show. And Paul does some of the songs and does a great job, and it's a thrill to watch anyone, especially if it's your son, but anyone get out and just make a crowd come alive and be thrilled. So I heard this song, and it's that kind of song. It's one of those songs that I think of as a crowd, I don't know what to call it, thriller, pusher, inspirer. And so I sent it to Paul and suggested he try and sing it. All he said was, good song, Dad, you know. So I don't know if he's going to sing it. But I want you to envision a crowd with a really hot band and a first-class singer who can really move the crowd singing this song. This is called True Love Never Dies. It's also a sad song because True Love Never Dies, you know, that's great if you're married to the person you're in love with and true love never dies, but what if it's the person you've broken up with, which I think is the case in this song? That's not quite so good.
Was the last time I made her cry. I talked myself out of believing the true, true love never dies. The first time I thought of returning was just 10 lonesome miles out of town. My foolish pride kept these wheels a-turning, and there was nothing on this earth gonna shut me down. If I had one drop of water for each and every tear I have cried, I'd sail back to her on an ocean of sorrow. True, true love never dies. You know pride will forsake you by and by. The lonesomeness now surely passes. True, true love never dies. If I had one drop of water for each and every tear I have cried, I'd sail back to her on an ocean of sorrow. True, true love never dies. to her on an ocean of sorrow.
True Love Never Dies by Cody Canada and The Departed. I love the rhythm in that song. Next up is America by Simon and Garfunkel. I'm a big Simon and Garfunkel fan, and let me read you the notes on it because it's kind of interesting. America is notably one of the few rock records with a blank verse lyric. The only rhyme in the song is an internal one. Michigan seems like a dream to me now. In other words, the words don't rhyme. Odd. The words describe a trip east through the United States, two lovers hitchhiking from Saginaw, Michigan to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and then catching a Greyhound bus through New Jersey Turnpike to New York City, looking for America. Their initial hopefulness turning to angst and sadness. Interesting. Also, in the movie Almost Famous, which I happened to see last week, one of the characters, Anita, uses this song as her reason for leaving home to become a stewardess. So, the song has interesting roots. So this is Simon and Garfunkel, one of the all-time great singing duos in the world, if you ask me, singing. And there's a great history about their relationship of not getting along and all so forth. But anyway, this is when they were doing well and sang America.
Let us be lovers, we'll marry our fortunes together. I've got some real estate here in my bag, so we bought a pack of cigarettes and Mrs. Wagner pie, and walked off to look for America. Kathy, I said as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, Michigan seems like a dream to me now. Took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. Laughing on the bus, playing games with the faces. She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. I said, be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. We smoked the last one an hour ago, so I looked at the scenery. She read her magazine, and the moon rose over an open field. Kathy, I'm lost, I said, though I knew she was sleeping. I'm empty and aching, and I don't know why. Counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for America. All come to look for America.
That was America by Simon and Garfunkel. Next up is a kind of a different song. This is called Simple Man by Charlie Daniels. And I can't agree with part of his point of view. It's kind of the gun freaks, you know, the guys who say, what's wrong with America we can fix by almost vigilante action. But it's not so much that they're really going to do it. It's just their frustration with things that aren't working well. And so, you know, get a short rope in a high tree and take the drug dealers out there. That's the kind of view. But he says it with such strength. Charlie Daniels is a big, strong-looking man. And when he does this, he does it well. It reminds me, I watched the Alabama-Notre Dame game the other night. What a blowout that was. It was a beautiful thing to watch. There were some interesting plays. Watching this guy Lacey go through the line was like watching a ballet dancer. He was just beautiful. Anyway, to start the show off, they sang the national anthem, and they had four guys out from a group. I forget the name. Zach something, I think. But they were all tough-looking dudes and stubby, heavy men. And they were out there in blue jeans with their shirts out, hanging down. They looked like Alabama roughnecks, and they had beautiful harmony. And they caught the same spirit that this song catches. So this is A Simple Man by Charlie Daniels. And let's hope you and I don't ever get on the wrong side of this simple man when he's armed.
Call me a redneck, a reckon that I am, but this thing's going on, make me mad down to the core. I have to work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the street, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. We tell our kids to just say no, and then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go. He slaps him on the wrist and he turns it back out on the town. But if I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up behind, let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says it, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go and remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Now, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. Don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but a darn sure will. If you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp. I'll put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says it, so I know it's the truth. I'm for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go. Remember where you've been. That's the way I see it. I'm a simple man. Watch where you go and remember where you've been. That's the way I see it. I'm a simple man.
That was Charlie Daniels singing Simple Man. And boy, that song's got an edge. When I'm trying to pick songs, one of the things I often look for is what I call an edge. And what I mean is something that cuts a little deeper, something that makes you feel, tugs on your heartstrings, for good or bad. And that one's got an edge. Another thing I realized I was looking for, one of the songs later I'll talk about it, I don't have a good name for it, and it sounds kind of highfalutin, but is integrity. And that's something to do with the whole thing hangs together. The song, the different parts reinforce each other. It seems like the lyrics and the rhythm and the arrangement all seem to come together in some sort of synergy. And that's something else I notice in the songs I like or love. I love these songs. And the next one up is by Elton John. Elton John's one of my favorite performers. It's incredible, his career. He was born 1947. He's 65 years old. He's still turning out hits, and they all are original. I mean, there's something similar in some of them, but they're each kind of different in some strange way that only a creative mind could create. This one's called Tiny Dancer, not one I know well, and it was written by Bernie Taupin. Bernie Taupin is Elton John's partner and has written most of his famous songs. Most of his hits were written by Bernie Taupin, and he wrote this one. And I'm going to read you the lyrics. The notes say that the song was actually Bernie Taupin's attempt to kind of react to or deal with all the beautiful women he saw in California. And so this was just a way of sort of capturing his thoughts. So this is Tiny Dancer. Blue jean baby, L.A. lady, seamstress for the band, pretty-eyed, pirate smile, you'll marry a music man. Ballerina, you must have seen her dancing in the sand, and now she's in me, always with me, tiny dancer in my hand. Jesus freaks out in the street, handing tickets out for God, turning back, she just laughs, the boulevard is not that bad. Piano man, he makes his stand in the auditorium, looking on, she sings the songs, the words she knows, the tune she hums. Oh, how it feels surreal lying here with no one near, only you, and you can hear me when I say softly, slowly, hold me closer, tiny dancer, count the headlights on the highway, lay me down in the sheets of lemon, you had a busy day today. Blue jean baby, L.A. lady, seamstress for the band. Pretty-eyed, pirate smile, you'll marry a music man. Ballerina, you must have seen her dancing in the sand, and now she's in me, always with me, tiny dancer in my hand. I interpret that as he saw a particular woman who just captured his soul, and the memory is there, and he refers to her as the tiny dancer. This is Elton John singing Tiny Dancer.
Blue jean baby, L.A. lady, seamstress for the band, pirate smile, you marry a music man. Ballerina, you must have seen her dancing in the sand. Now she's in me, always with me, tiny dancer in my hand. Jesus freaks out in the street, handing tickets out for gone. Piano man, he makes a stand, she's so blended. You had a birthday
Tiny Dancer, sung by Elton John. You're listening to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya, and I bring you Wombats and Music each week, Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1, and my chance to play a few of my favorite songs. And we're coming to you from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia, just outside of Abingdon, Virginia, not too far from Bristol, Tennessee, Virginia, where the state line runs down the middle of the street. You can pick us up on the web at go to ehc.edu and poke around for WEHC, and we're streaming. So you can get this anywhere. And also, if you want to email me, it's hbaya, H-B-A-Y-A, at EHC, that's Emory Henry College, ehc.edu. And I can tell you where you can find some of my shows on the web. And also, I'd like any feedback or comments. I'm always glad to find out what my listeners react to and what they like best. Anyway, that's who we are, and this is WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station, coming to you from Emory and Henry College. Next up is a song called If the World Had a Front Porch by Tracy Lawrence. Tracy Lawrence was born in Atlanta, Texas, lived most of his early life in Foreman, Arkansas. He played in his first band at the age of 16 and later attended Southern Arkansas University in Magnolia, Arkansas. So he's got Southern country roots, and this song clearly indicates that. If the World Had a Front Porch, it's kind of a nostalgic look at life on the front porch in a small town growing up, where your family hangs out and your girlfriend comes by and you get in fights with your brother and things like that. And I have two front porches to talk about. One of them is at the Cave House in Abingdon. When I was a child, my great aunts, owned the Cave House, and we would stay there in the summer. And if you notice, there's a big front porch. It wraps, actually, the porch goes all the way around the house to the back. And we used to hang out in the front porch, the kids. There was a big swing there, and you could swing back and grab a grape. Oh, those were good grapes. So that's one front porch. And the other one is in Tampa, Florida. Those of you who know Tampa at all, there's something called the Bayshore Boulevard. It claims to be the longest unbroken shoreline residential area in the world. I think it's, 5 miles long, 7 miles long. And there's a seawall there, and there are no boat docks. You can walk down to little places, but there's no place to break through. And anyway, our house, my grandfather's house, and then my father's house, was on the Bayshore and had a big front porch with columns, a very majestic-looking old sort of southern plantation style, looking out across Tampa Bay. And that front porch, we just lived out there. Of course, Tampa always has good weather almost all year long. And people would sit out there and drink and talk and smoke and hang out and play games. The kids would play in the yard. There was a big tree there with a bag swing. We'd put the Spanish moss in the bag and swing on it. And I did it growing up, and my kids did it growing up. So that's another front porch. Well, this is Tracy Lawrence's front porch. And if the world had a front porch, he thinks, it would solve a lot of problems. Unfortunately, the world doesn't have a front porch, not yet. So the problems are still here, but it's a beautiful song.
It was where my mama sat on that old swing with her crochet. It was where granddaddy taught me how to cuss and how to pray. It was where we made our own ice cream, those sultry summer nights. Where the bulldog had her puppies and us brothers had our fights. There were many nights I'd sit right there and look out at the stars. To the sound of a distant whippoorwill or the hum of a passing car. And it was where I first got up the nerve to steal me my first kiss. And it was where I learned to play guitar and pray I had the gift. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then. Purple holes and pintos, I've shelled more than my share. Lightning bugs and crickets danced in the evening air. Like a beacon, that old yellow bulb, it always led me home. Somehow mama always knew just when to leave it on. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin gone with the wind. Now, if the world had a front porch like we did back then, treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then.
If the World Had a Front Porch by Tracy Lawrence. The next song is a song I like, and I just read some notes on it, which has sort of changed my perception of it. It's by George Strait. It's called Baby Blue, and it's a song about a girl with baby blue eyes who had a profound impact on the singer's life. And she was in his life for a short time, but he still thinks of her often, especially when he sees the skies that her eyes matched in color. So that part you kind of get from the song. But the next little sentence here is really set me back a little bit, and maybe it'll change the way you hear the song, too. It'll be the first time I've heard it since I read this. Though it has never been confirmed, it has long been thought that Strait sang this song for his daughter, Jennifer, who died at 13 in an automobile accident in San Marcos, Texas. So, this is Baby Blue by George Strait, one of the great country singers of all time.
She looked so much like a lady, but she was so much like a child. A devil when she held me close, an angel when she smiled. She always held it deep inside, but somehow I always knew she'd go away when the grass turned green and the sky turned baby blue. And baby blue was the color of her eyes. Baby blue, like the Colorado skies, like a breath of spring she came and left, and I still don't know why. So here's to you and whoever holds my baby blue tonight. She brought colors to my life that my eyes had never touched. When she taught me how to care, I never cared so much. I try not to think of her, but I fall asleep and do, and drift off where the grass is green and the sky is baby blue. Baby blue was the color of her eyes. Baby blue, like the Colorado skies, like a breath of spring she came and left, and I still don't know why. So here's to you and whoever holds my baby blue tonight. Baby blue was the color of her eyes. Baby blue, like the Colorado skies, like a breath of spring she came and left, and I still don't know why. So here's to you and whoever holds my baby blue tonight. Baby blue was the color of her eyes. Baby blue, like the Colorado skies. Baby blue was the color of her eyes. Baby blue,
Baby Blue by George Strait. Well, next up is kind of a fun song for me. This is The Class of 57 by the Statler Brothers. The Statler Brothers were originally from Staunton, Virginia, so they're kind of local to us. And they were four men who sang together. Two of them were brothers. Their name was Reed. They picked their name from the Kleenex, the tissue box in a hotel. And the stat must have been said Statler. And they kidded. They could have been called the Kleenex Brothers, but they weren't. They called the Statler Brothers. They always have had a really deep bass in there, and I love that. But this particular song is unique for me because it's the Class of 57. That's the name of the song. And it's about a high school class that graduated in 1957. Well, guess what? That was the year I graduated from high school. I hate to give my age away, but that does it. Of course, I was not in a typical American high school. I was in a high school in Caracas, Venezuela, an English-speaking high school. But still, I feel the stories. And we've recently, the people who I was in high school with, have made, with the internet, we've found a lot of each other. I'd say there are about 15 of us that have managed to reconnect out of the original 30. which is not bad considering that we were from all over the world, and about a third of the class was from Venezuela, and are very hard to locate because their names are names like Jose Jimenez. I mean, how are you going to find Jose Jimenez? Anyway, but this is the story of the class of 57 and what happens to them, you know, who gets married to who and who leaves who and who starts a business and who becomes a doctor and all the things that happen as you grow older and you keep track of your class. And because it's my class, I particularly enjoy it. But it's also a fun song and just a nice, it's a good story. It's a nice song.
Tommy's selling used cars, Nancy's fixing hair, Harvey runs a grocery store and Margaret doesn't care. Jerry drives a truck for Sears and Charlotte's on the make, and Paul sells life insurance and part-time real estate.
Helen is a hostess, Frank works at the mill, Janet teaches grade school and probably always will. Bob works for the city and Jackson Lab Research, and Peggy plays organ at the Presbyterian Church.
And the class of 57 had its dreams,
but we all thought we'd change the world with our great works and deeds.
Or maybe we just thought the world would change to fit our needs. The class of 57 has dreams.
Betty runs a trailer park, Jan sells Tupperware, Randy's on an insane ward, Mary's on welfare. Charlie took a job with Ford, Joe took Freddie's wife, Charlotte took a millionaire, and Freddie took his life.
John is big in cattle, Ray is deep in debt, where Mavis finally wound up is anybody's bet. Linda married Sonny, Brenda married me, and the class of all of us is just part of history.
And the class of 57 has dreams,
but living life day to day is never like it seems.
Things get complicated when you get past 18, but the class of 57 has dreams. Oh, the class of 57 has dreams.
Well, that was my class, class of 57. I could give my own lyrics, you know. Caleb runs a sound business. Lance became an architect. And that sort of thing. Anyway, moving on. Next up is Ricky Skaggs. Ricky Skaggs is a well-known country bluegrass musician. He plays mandolin primarily. He also plays other instruments. He's from Cordell, Kentucky, so another somewhat local guy. And he was a child prodigy. Started playing when he was 5. Played with Bill Monroe at 6. Bill Monroe, one of the most famous bluegrass players of all time. And he also played with Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs at times. And anyway, quite a career. But this particular song is one that's it doesn't emphasize the music so much as the story. Love can't ever get better than this. And it's a happy couple. They're saying love can. And this is the song that made me think of the word integrity. It's a good song, and I like the song. It's got some good fiddle stuff in it. It's got some good music in it. But there's something about the way it just holds together, the whole song, the rhythm, the story, the people. You feel something honest about this song, at least I do. And I like it. Even though it's nothing special, it's special because of something that's organic. Don't know how else to call it. So, this is Love Can't Ever Get Better Than This by Ricky Skaggs.
Mm-hmm. took a country boy and gave his life a new twist. Love can't ever get better than this. I'm telling everyone you're at the top of my list. Love can't ever get better than this. I made a lot of money, but it didn't buy me dreams. Thought that I was rich, but I was only in between. You were someone, darling, that I couldn't resist. Oh, love can't ever get better than this. Love can't ever get better than this.
Love Can't Ever Get Better Than This by Ricky Skaggs. I just noticed an accordion in there too, kind of a Cajun flavor. All sorts of instruments. You may not have noticed if you listen to this show regularly, but I hardly ever play instrumental songs. I like songs with words, but every now and then I'll find one I like enough to play, and this is one of those. It's called Hamilton Special by Aubrey Haney. It's kind of bluegrass, old-timey, and it starts off with a fiddle. And I'm a fiddle player. I'm learning to play fiddle. And I also play banjo. So there's a banjo and a fiddle and a mandolin and a guitar. They all get to do their thing in this song. They all get to play a little bit. A lot of rhythm, a lot of style. I think the fiddle, it rules. The fiddle just shines. Every time it's in there, I think it runs the show. But it's a very impressive guitar solo, one of the better I've heard in a long time. I'm not usually a big guitar fan, but I like this. The mandolin does a fine job, and the banjo, I'd say he makes an effort to shine, maybe even outshine the fiddle. I don't think he succeeds, but he certainly does some good stuff. So you'll get to hear all those instruments perform, and their solo, their little turn at the being soloist. And I get a kick out of each one of them, but especially the fiddle.
Thank you.
Hamilton Special by Aubrey Haney, and a true delight. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and this is your host, Harry Baya. We come to you on Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1, from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station in Emory and Henry College, Virginia. And it's time to close the show. I want to wish you my weekly encouragement to please celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.